Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, setelah pindah ke negara baru, ada banyak aturan dan hal baru yang perlu dipelajari. Bahkan jika Anda telah berada di Australia selama bertahun-tahun, Anda mungkin masih menghadapi situasi yang sepenuhnya Anda tidak pahami. Tidak mengherankan jika banyak pendatang baru memutuskan untuk hidup di dekat komunitas mereka sendiri untuk membuat kehidupan mereka sedikit lebih mudah. Namun, apakah hidup dekat dengan komunitas Anda selalu pilihan yang terbaik? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Audrey Bourget. Di antara banyak keputusan yang harus Anda ambil ketika pindah ke Australia, salah satunya adalah yang paling penting adalah tempat tinggal di mana Anda akan menetap. Banyak migran yang memutuskan untuk tinggal di pinggiran kota di dekat dengan migran lain dari negara yang sama. Ini masuk akal karena mereka dapat berbicara dalam bahasa yang sama, menerima dukungan dari orang yang telah melalui pengalaman serupa, dan berbagi budaya yang sama. Mahir Maman adalah CEO dari Regional Opportunities Australia. Ia mengatakan bahwa sesuatu yang sederhana, seperti memiliki toko kelontong yang menjual makanan yang Anda ketahui, mungkin akan membantu Anda menetap dengan lebih baik.
Those neighborhoods where there are also grocery shops and where you can go and buy groceries that are similar to what you already know. So the cultural shock in that case is very little because you may be coming from, let's say, a part in Africa or Asia or Latin America and you come to Australia and you live in a community that is similar. And therefore, you go to those shops and you buy those ingredients and groceries and all that.
Masyarakat migran besar paling sering ditemukan di kota. Di lingkungan mereka, Anda dapat menemukan sumber daya yang berguna seperti migrant center.
It is nice to be in a bigger town where it is easy to go to various support organizations to understand English, to understand the various aspects of life here. Some people would want to learn how to drive. And that's easier to do in the cities compared to non-city areas. It's also, of course, helpful to live close proximity with people who speak the same language.
Perry Fana Mohamed adalah sukarelawan di Australian Migrant Resources Centre di Adelaide. Ia datang ke Australia sebagai pengungsi dari Bosnia dan Herzegovina pada tahun 1995. Ia terlibat dalam banyak kelompok yang berbeda, namun ia juga memiliki ikatan yang kuat dengan komunitas Bosnia melalui ibunya.
My mom was actually a social worker for the ex-Yugoslavia community, so she used to work with everyone from that region that used to come here as refugees even after we arrived. And even when I got into my teenage years and we did work experience through high school, I actually decided to do my work experience in her organization.
Ia mengatakan bahwa dekat dengan komunitas Bosnia di Adelaide adalah hal yang positif, namun itu membuatnya lebih sulit bagi ibunya untuk belajar bahasa Inggris.
She gained a lot of respect from her community for the work that she did, but not only from her own community, she was always helping everybody. Whoever asked her to, you know, for help, she would do it, she would gladly say yes. And the one thing I think that really wasn't good for my mom would have been that she didn't really improve in her English because she had to use her language to communicate with her clients.
Fatima Salihi tinggal di dekat Adelaide. Ia datang ke Australia dari Afghanistan bersama keluarganya pada tahun 2018. Ia juga terlibat di beberapa klub dan juga pergi ke universitas. Namun, ia juga suka untuk tetap berhubungan dengan masyarakat Afghanistan.
We talk with the same language. And we share our wins and happinesses. And yeah, of course, we understand the depth of the words that we say. So that is where we feel connected, we feel more happy and secure. We enjoy our gatherings. And I think that is something beneficial too. That is something which gives us a peace of mind.
Bagi orang tuanya yang masih belajar bahasa Inggris, kedekatan dengan masyarakat Afghanistan bahkan lebih penting.
If they don't engage with our community, they're alone at home. They feel more isolated and they feel the loneliness here. So they mostly engage with our own community members. They go to Afghan cultural celebrations, gatherings, and they enjoy them a lot rather than being among other community members because they really don't understand what they say. So.
Sementara dukungan dari komunitas Anda adalah penting, Moman memperingatkan terhadap apa yang ia sebut sebagai hidup dalam saku.
Within those pockets, they speak their own language, and that removes them from connecting with the rest of the Australian community, which removes them from learning English, which removes them from understanding the culture and the norm of this country that they call home. And therefore, they live in those little pockets, and those little pockets may not be a very good representation of Australia as a whole.
Meskipun hal ini bisa terjadi, Mohamed mengatakan bahwa berada dekat dengan komunitas mereka adalah sesuatu yang positif bagi migran, terutama ketika mereka untuk pertama kalinya tiba di sini, dan banyak dari mereka berkontribusi kepada masyarakat Australia.
In the beginning, yes, because it's really hard to settle in into a country that, you know, they don't speak the same language. The culture is totally different. The system is totally different. So in the beginning, they need that extra help from someone that's from the same background. But later on, a lot of these refugees, they actually assimilate with the community and they contribute in many different ways and they work together.
Tinggal di dekat komunitas Anda tidak selalu berarti tinggal di kota-kota besar. Anda dapat menemukan banyak komunitas migran di berbagai wilayah di Australia.
You take the example of Coffs Harbour in Byron Bay, and those areas, big Sikh community from India has come and settled there. They are really successful there. Or for example, you take the examples of other areas in regional New South Wales or regional Victoria. Now, if newcomers of those backgrounds are coming and going to those regional areas, they already have an existing presence of similar people in there.
Kebanyakan pendatang mendapatkan keuntungan dengan menerima dukungan dari komunitas mereka, terutama ketika mereka baru tiba ke sebuah negara. Namun menciptakan hubungan dengan warga Australia yang lainnya juga sama pentingnya.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.